Tape script 8.2.
At home with an artist. Joe Downing.
Part 1. The early years.
Joe, have you always known that you wanted to paint?
No. No, not by any means. I had no knowledge of art until I was 23 years old.
Right.
I grew up in a very rural area in Kentucky, a village of only 1,000 people. The village of Horse Cave.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Horse Cave, Kentucky. And there were no paintings of any kind in Horse Cave. No good paintings, no bad paintings, just no paintings. But what there was an immense amount of beauty. We had a farm, and there were 7 children, but it was beautiful. There was nothing ugly in the house. We slept under the most beautiful patterned quilts made by my mother and aunts and cousins.
So was your family quite artistic then?
Oh, no, no. No, that word couldn't apply to them. But they knew beautiful things, not just the quilts. I remember my mother calling me when she was shelling the beans that come in the fall. They were veined like marble, blue, pale purple, you know, very, very beautiful. And I remember her calling me and turning the beans in her hands in the sunlight and saying, "Look, look at the colors."
So it was an idyllic childhood then?
Well, except that at 18 years old, I was yanked out of my lovely country bumpkin life and thrown into the war, the Second World War.
Yes.
And I landed in France, had my 19th birthday in France, in Normandy. Then we were sent to the front, and I was engaged in the last year of the war in Germany. And, of course, war it really changes you.
Yes, yes, I can imagine. And did you stay in France after the war?
No, I went back to America, to Chicago, to study to be an optometrist.
An optometrist? How?
Well, I had no real desire to be anything, and I had to study something. But I love Chicago. It's an enormously vital city. It was like a second birth for me, to be plunged into city life, big city life. And I met people, writers, painters, interesting people. And early on, one of them took me to the museum in Chicago, which is just extraordinarily rich and beautiful. And there, I was 23, and having never seen a painting in my life, I stood in front of La Grande Jatte by Georges Seurat. And
oh, yes, isn't that Sunday afternoon on the banks of the Seine in Paris?
Yeah, and to stand in front of La Grande Jatte, one of the most extraordinary paintings that ever existed, having never seen a painting before, was for me a remarkable experience. It reshaped my whole life.
So without that, you might never have become an artist.
No, I don't think so, really. Because I would eventually have gone to some museum and seen some painting, I think.